Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Tuesday, October 22nd, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for listening and tuning in again. And, gosh, here it is, October, and it feels like summer. And a lot of parts of the country is still warm and almost hot. We're going to be 90 degrees here in Tulsa on Thursday. It's crazy. But that's all right. A lot of the country's got warm weather, and that's nice. Let's go ahead, pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be a wonderful teaching again for us that we can comment on and enjoy and become edified by it. So let's go ahead and pray the call in. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for everything that we have and what we're about to have. Thank you for the blessing that's almost here, for everything that's coming together in the, I'm going to say in the xeriscape, but that's not the word I wanted. Everything that's happening out there for us to come together to bring this incredible blessing in. And thank you for it in advance, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Sue, this is it. This is an important time, a very important part of the big call. And I appreciate the fact that you have done such a wonderful job and a beautiful job of bringing these cool teachings to us for many, many years now. And thank you that tonight is no exception.
No exception indeed. And I think this is a particularly appropriate one. Okay. Hint, hint, go to Bruce's intel.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, especially when you hear the title. Let me see, who am I going to dedicate this to?
Dedicate to all.
Wait, of course I dedicate it to all. It's always dedicated to all. But I'm going to dedicate this to all of us who love nature and animals.
Mm.
All animals, wild and domestic. I'm dedicating it to your hearts and your engagement in the future. I'm dedicating it to J and K.
Yes.
I'm dedicating it to H. And above all else, I'm dedicating it so far and above to everything that matters. And here we go. Yes is coming. Sometimes we've gone through so many no's that we get discouraged and give up on our dreams. Maybe the loan didn't go through, you didn't get the promotion, or you tried to break the addiction, but you couldn't do it. A young couple told me how they'd had 4 miscarriages and haven't been able to have a baby. You may have had a lot of no's in the past, your dreams haven't come true yet, or you've never found the love of your life. But I believe God is saying, this is going to be a season of yes. Yes to the healing. Yes to the promotion. Yes to the love. Yes to the breakthrough. And yes to having that baby. What hasn't worked out in the past is suddenly going to fall into place. Doors you thought were closed are suddenly going to open. Dreams you've given up on. Promises you've let go of and thought, there's no way. God is about to make a way. In the season of yes, God is going to reverse the no's, the times when you've been denied, turned down, and told, no thanks. We're not the end. They just weren't the right time. Yes is coming. Yes to the 800 numbers. Yes to the dream you quit pursuing. Yes to the child getting back on the right course. Yes to the love of your life being with you. And yes to the business you've been wanting to start. Now, people may tell you, no, you can't get well. Look at all that medical report. No, sorry, you don't have the experience we need. No, you're not talented enough. No, that idea is not going to work for us. No, we can't make up. Their no doesn't cancel out God's yes. Don't let them talk you out of your dreams. God has the final say, and God is saying, get ready for yes. It's only 6 weeks away. Yes to increase. Yes to freedom from the addiction. Yes to seeing your family restored. Yes to new opportunities that you've been waiting for an entire lifetime. God is going to put you in the right place at the right time. God's going to send divine connections, people who will go out of their way to be good to you. You couldn't make it happen. It's the favor of God bringing you into your yes. And that, friends, is our teaching to live from, see from, and embody for this entire week. Embody your yes as if it's here. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. I like that teaching. It reminds me of an expression that Christians say, and that is yes and amen. Yes and amen. That was good. I like that. Yeah, we've been told no a lot of times in our lives, Sue. We've been told no by our parents, no, no. And some of it was for our own good. No, don't touch that stove. No, don't run out in the street after that ball. No, whatever, you know. I mean, a lot of it was to keep us safe or to keep us from, you know, hurting ourselves. And that was good. But a lot of times we've been told way too many no's and not enough yeses. And I think that that's really where it's important for us to discern the yes and to know what the yes is telling us and to find opportunities for us to say yes to ourselves. Because we can say yes all day long, but until we mean it, until we see it, until we do it, until we are it, it doesn't have as much meaning. And I just think it's important for us to say yes to ourselves, say yes to other people, but not to the extent where we don't also know how to say no to things that that are not really for us. In other words, that's setting boundaries. That's setting a boundary that says, you know, I'm flattered by the fact that you asked me to do this and to be part of this with you, but realistically, no, I would not like to participate in that. I would not like to be in this with you. If you've ever had a hard time saying no to people, you know what I'm talking about. You want to be available. You want to help people. You want to do things. But sometimes you just have to say no. I'm sorry. It's not for me. It's not for me yet, or it's not for me at all. And some of that is just putting up the right boundaries for our lives. We don't want to spend all of our time doing everything for other people and have no time for ourselves, no time for our families, no time for our closest friends. We've got to be able to use the word no efficiently and say yes when we can say yes. You know, it's going to be that way for us after this goes. It's going to be that way. We're going to have plenty of opportunities to help people, and I want us to do that. I want us to do these projects. I want us to do it, but realize, you know, for the first 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, can you say yes to yourself and your family and go on a vacation? Can you say yes to a new house, maybe, or to a new car? You know, if you haven't had a new car in 15 years, I think so. I think so. It's okay to do that. And then we can get started with projects. We'll be ready to go with our websites. You know, we'll be getting those up. We'll be asking for your participation, trying to get an idea of what it is you want to do with our projects. You want to be part of it. We'll be questioning people that want to do it. And there's a lot to do. Guys, there's a lot to do. And we've already gotten started with 2 or 3 calls to see what our level of participation might be like and how that's going to work. But just be prepared to say yes to God and sometimes say no to people. And that's what I got out of that teaching so far. And I want to hear what Bob has to say about it, because I'm always, always impressed by what Bob comes up with.
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thanks. This is a great way to start the week. You know, when a week begins on Tuesday night, it's always great to get your mindset going in the right direction. And people have choices. You know, there's these information silos or attitude silos that are out there, you know, in the field that have been energetically created by, you know, some people that are very encouraging and some people that are not so encouraging that want to, you know, create negativity. And we get to choose which one of those silos we want to enter into. Is it the negative, where we're always looking at the bad, or are we going to enter the positive, or maybe we're going to enter the creative, where we get to create what we choose, and we can pick that silo. And as Bruce was saying, sometimes people have to learn to say no. So you can not only say no to a person or a thing, but you can say no to a whole category of mindset. And it's not as hard as you might think. If you just do it kindly and someone says, hey, would you like to join us in this? We're going to go and do this, that, and that. And it doesn't quite feel right to you. You can just simply say thank you and no. You know, thank you, John, but no, I don't think so. I'm not going to be coming along. Oh, well, come on. You have to come. Everybody's going. Don't be a party pooper. You can just look him straight in the face and say, sorry, John, but no, I'm not going to be coming along. It just doesn't feel right to me right now. Maybe some other time, but I'd like to really thank you. Now, that most people can say that type of no, right? And so this is good, because that type of no is kind. You're respecting yourself, and you can move on to the next thing, right? And as Sue was saying, we're looking forward to, you know, creation, to what it is we're going to do with our life. And as Bruce was saying, you know, which project? Well, and if sometimes people might feel like, well, you know, there's something that's blocking me. I could, but boy, there's just something in the way. I can't really put my finger on it, but something's blocking me. Well, you know, the good news is, in that creation silo, there actually isn't anything that's blocking you. It's the fact that you think something's blocking you, and you can find that. You can find that in your mind. You can even find where it originated. Whereabouts in your past did you first start thinking such a thing? And then how did you allow it to get stacked upon and become a gestalt? And you can do prayer and meditation and go back to those times. Find the first time that you ever experienced this thing that you think is blocking you. And go back and reinterpret it with your adult capacity, with your adult skills. And just use your imagination as to how it came out, how you were able to accept it and still be positive and move on and move up your timeline and find the next time if you need to and reinterpret that and keep moving forward. And the next thing you know, you're fully in that silo of creation now that you learn to say no and clean some things up and, you know, here you go. You now are ready to go on this journey of creation, and there's all these possible doorways in front of you that you've been shown from going through teachings with Sue's amazing classes, from listening to Bruce on the big call, from your own research, your own meditations, your own prayers. There's these beautiful doorways you've been shown, and you've been shown how to open them. Here's the key. Here's how you open that doorway. It's a skill that you learned in Sue's class that opens that door so you can step through. But even before you step through, what's going to be on the other side? Well, guess what? You get to choose what's on the other side of the door. It's not like, oh, there's a surprise. We're going to open this door. No, you get to design your most magnificent life. Your highest possible imagination for what you could possibly do, physical and spiritual. Right? And what is it that is the most important thing? What is the scope of possibility? And you get to go through that door, and there it is. You created it. You get to see it now in real life. You get to feel it. It's real when you go through the door. And you get to live it. Begin to live it with the skills that you learn, you know, from the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And then you get to share that magnificence with all of those around you. And as you do, you never have to say no again.
Mm. Wow. That's a lot. I love that experiential view and how we came through that. And, you know, I love that ability to say no with kindness. Being able to say no, it's just not for me right now. It's just not, you know, it's just not, maybe another time. But thanks for asking. Yeah, that's good, Bob. I like that. It's good. Sue, Bob gave us a nice experiential ride through yes and no and a silo. And I like the idea of creating what's on the other side of that door. So what do you think, Sue? What did you learn from this teaching, and how do you apply it?
But it's so fun, and I'm going to break it down so everybody can really have the components that they just got to experience, because it's going to be happening a lot in their life. And first of all, the way, I'm going to start with Bob because he's closest, preceded me. Notice the way Bob opened up the door to possibility. And he was basically showing you that the opportunities to move into possibility, to learn something from the people around you. And then he did the ultimate act. He highlighted and lifted a fellow colleague. That's going to be so important, to honor the people you're working with and say, look, your contribution is meaningful. Just remember that. That's what you're going to be saying yes to. That's what you're going to be learning how to, and this goes to you, Bruce, how to be, so say yes to authentic collaboration, to something that's coming from the heart. And then to Bruce, it's all about being authentic with where you are. Somebody may say, oh, I want to send you a book. And you've got to be able to say, think about what happens to me. And I have to say, I can watch one thing, and that's it. But I love that you are sending me this piece, but this is what my capacity for taking that in is. It's going to require that you're able to know what you can receive. Let me say it slowly. What you can receive to stay in balance so you honor yourself and yet you're still staying open to the possibility, and you're putting a frame around staying in the connection. So, oh, I would love to do that. And meaning it. You've got to mean it. I'd love to do that. I'm just not available this afternoon. Thank you for that wonderful invitation. There's a way so that we can all get good about moving beyond the limitation, which was survival-oriented, like Bruce said. Don't run into the car. Don't do this. There was a study done, of course I'm looking it up as I'm listening to everybody else, in the 1990s by Hart and Risley, and they found out that children hear so many more no's than they really need to hear. Think about where that's coming from, fear, stress, scarcity, lack. So this teaching was powerful. Between the teaching and what both of you said, here's how to just frame it from now on. Here's something you can do starting right now and starting tomorrow. See yourself, thinking of yourself as representing a Christ thought world. And your physical reality is going to be the embodiment of that world. I'm a limitless being in Christ, yet I'm grounded here on earth, and I'm walking in the wisdom that will let me design and build and connect in the unity that I know Christ wants me to. And so I speak, and so I think, and so I walk in that grace. And I don't need to hide behind my former limited perception of my reality or the limited perceptions of other people's realities. Basically, we're going to be climbing out of a limited reality that was imposed on us and then having the boundaries to create our own authentic, sovereign, I'm learning how to create it so I'm flourishing reality. And everybody that's listening to this call is going to be leading people, picking people, helping to create these new cells, meaning ourselves or the cells, that's going to create out of limitation, out of scarcity, out of all this imposed stuff, but then has wisdom and has the boundaries that Bruce, you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
so that it can be, you can figure out really, what is the best path?
Right.
So that's what I loved about the teaching and about both what both of you brought and the beauty of how Bob just so powerfully, just remember how you heard that. That's what you'll be doing in meetings, where you're honoring the contributions of your peers with so much heart and so much kindness. So thank you, Bob, for that. It was very beautiful and very, very kind and significant. So that's how I thought about it.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Bob, as well. Excellent. I always love when we can comment on the teachings that Sue brings. And it expands the teaching itself into our newest dimension. So, mm-hmm. Sue, when we come from this place and we see what is it that we can go and find in the way of our praise reports tonight, and if there are any prayer requests also, because we're kind of talking about both on a Tuesday night now because of how close we are to everything going. So, yeah, anything that you've got in the way of praise or prayer tonight.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I think I have this. It just, wow, it happens so mm-hmm. fast that I get emails. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
We did not get something from Pastor Scott. That's interesting. Are you listening, Pastor Scott? Hurry up and get it in. Yeah, no. This is from Jeannie. God comes first. Proverbs 3:6 proclaims, in everything you do, put God first, and he will direct you and crown your efforts with success. We put God first when we worship, praise, and thank, trust, and rely on God rather than ourselves or anyone else. We seek God first when we go to God for comfort, strength, and reassurance, acknowledging what God can do. God has a good plan for us. National Make a Dog's Day, Tuesday, 10/22. National Make a Dog's Day is about spending time with our dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And encouraging people to provide better conditions for all dogs. Just like I said, dedicating it to the family of animal friends. We must make sure that every dog
has its day.
Has a forever home.
And doesn't get put in the doghouse either.
Lung Health Day, Wednesday, 10/23. Breathe in, breathe out, and learn about the numerous ways to keep your lungs healthy. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the Big Call family, for the Big Call platform, for all the leaders on the Big Call, and all the listeners that show up 2 times a week. For Pastor Scott and Bruce's friend Tom getting healthier. Have you noticed you can't hear my text? I figured out how to do that. Thankful. I know. We are thankful for the freedom to pray and worship our Heavenly Father, and those textures are smiling right now. For all the people donating funds to Pastor Scott, for this RV blessing, hopefully before November, for the med beds, and also thankful for Social Security increases, and the R&R. That would be a good thing to talk about, Bruce. That should happen very soon.
I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone have a blessed week. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Good. All right. Thank you, Jeannie. That's good. National Hug Your Dog Day, is that what it is tomorrow?
I don't remember. I read them through.
Yeah,
and
I know, and then they're gone.
I don't cognitively store them. Yeah.
I think it was tomorrow. But the cool thing is that we love both dogs and cats and other pets, even little birds.
Little
we love
birds.
Our little bird friends. don't we, Sue? We love our little bird friends.
Yes.
And we don't want anybody to be put in the doghouse, that's for sure. We're all going to be good and stay as good little dogs. So, you know, there's been so many commercials on about, you know, World Wildlife Fund, WWF, I think it's called, World Wildlife Fund, and all these different commercials that are just hard to get through, hard to watch, and I just cannot stand to see, you know, dogs abused and all that stuff. It's crazy, and I hope, Sue, you've got 50 or 100 people doing projects about dogs and kitty cats, you know, creating homes for them and not, you know, and just doing what we need to do to take care of the animals that are out there. I mean, you know, I know Bob loves animals. I love animals. Sue loves animals. Many, many of you on the Big Call love animals and are doing the right thing with your animals. But, you know, we have to rescue them, you know, and just take care of them.
I think I've seen, I think, how long, I mean, what, the world class was probably 7 years, and in that 7 years, I probably saw 150 really big animal projects, maybe 200 animal projects.
Wow, that's great. Yep.
Yeah,
that sounds super.
Really big, and big ones, yeah, big ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not just, you know, helping my local vet or my local pound or whatever.
No, big ones.
Something on a big scale.
Scale
it up there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Well, I think our animals will be happy from that. You know, we'll be happy to do that. And there's just so much, you know, to do. I know not everybody can do everything. I know that, you guys. That's what the idea of saying no sometimes is about. And we want to say yes. Oh, yeah, I'll help do that. Oh, yeah, I'll give to that, you know, but, you know, should we? You know, maybe, but we have to make those decisions. We have to discern where our time is best used, where our talents are best used, you know, for service and so on. Okay, Sue, anybody else weigh in, or is Jeannie the only one tonight?
The only one that weighed in tonight, which we miss you, Pastor Scott, but we're assuming that that's a good thing. Maybe he's happily doing something that he's grateful for, you know?
That's right. Yeah, should be. Hope so. Absolutely. And I told you guys, I think it was Thursday, that Tom is supposed to be discharged tomorrow, and I'll follow up on that in the morning and see that he is or will be. And so that'll be great news. Well, Sue, thank you for that. Appreciate that. And thank you, Jeannie, for always coming through on praise and also on prayer requests. So let's do this. Let us go forward, Sue, into your segment. And let's talk about what it is you have on your mind tonight and how those of us on the Big Call and Big Call Universe might participate.
Take a pause, everybody. It was really enjoyable to have like a week between, you know, putting out a new class. And what makes that enjoyable, and you might just want to get your pen out because this is significant for people that are going to be doing projects. I think one of the requirements of all of us as leaders or as new humanitarians or, I'm going to say, people that are involved in, I'm not going to give out what I gave, that's part of my community yet because I don't want it to be used anywhere
mm-hmm.
else, but engaged in meaningful contribution. One of the things people are going to be learning, Bruce and Bob, is how to give themselves the space to let new ideas, and most importantly, a lot of people don't know this, but learning actually gets consolidated when you have, give your brain a little quiet time and you're not cramming information or activity or doing, and you're not going boom, 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 busy, 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 busy. You actually restore, renew, and build neurons when you're quiet and you give yourself a chance to reflect. So I'm going to read a testimonial and then I'll tell you what's coming up for anybody that's interested. It says, Golden Wisdom. Hey, Sue, thanks for all that you, Bruce, and Bob do for us each week. I'm writing to thank you and hope this gets to be read on the call because I think it's important. What you've done with the Golden Wisdom Bundle is incredibly powerful and helpful. I shared it with a group that have all invested, and we all think that the clarity of the processes and the strategies and everything you've included, especially the meditations, help us walk through these transformations, not only in ourselves, but in the systems that we have been surrounded with, and how to be more careful and clear in creating something new. Our group thanks you for creating such a clear and powerful group of classes. Blessing you, Jason. So, for anybody that, you know, and obviously you're hearing about it from other people, you haven't maybe been to a class, here's how I want you to think about this next period you're going to be going through. Imagine that you go in for your redemption and you're exchanging your Zim, and all of a sudden it's like if you went to a new school or you went to a college and you remember when all the people were new, all the classes were new, you were in a totally new learning environment. Imagine if that was even greater because everyone on the planet was going through that learning. It's not just like in your little place. What the Golden Wisdom Bundle does is it allows you to imagine if somebody had said to you, okay, I'm gonna train you once a week, because you're going to be in college for the rest of your life. That's the truth. Learning is going to be like learning has never, ever been before on the planet, because you're going to be unlearning and relearning. But I'm going to set it up so that if you listen to one class a week and you just do the meditation, you're going to be able to learn. You're going to be able to connect. You're going to be able to figure things out, so that you're not stressed and it's actually kind of fun and easy for you. Would you want to get that kind of learning? Most of us never really learned, and I remember having this thought myself as I was learning. Most of us were never really taught how to learn. That's number one. Number two, we weren't taught how to learn. This event and this next period is being called hyper novel. And it's hyper novel because literally everybody's going to go through it. Jobs are going to be changing. New systems, new medical, new people adapt. Everybody's going to be adapting to a lot of new. So what did Jeannie say in her praise report? Put God first. In the Golden Wisdom Bundle, you're going to get a meditation to see yourself embodying more God and less fear. Like 20 of them. No, is that right? How many classes first?
Yeah, that is right. 20 is right.
Okay, so 20. Yeah. So basically, this is the art and the science of training your nervous system to be able to walk through this new future, and then we give you the strategies on top of it. So the goal is, as you do this, and you could hear people, if you heard people on our last classes, we have Ms. J and K, and they're always commenting, oh my God, I can't believe how much so-and-so has grown. And they tell each other how much they've grown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see it from class to class. So here's what you want to do. If you're somebody that has even the littlest bit of anxiety, or you feel, and most people do, Bruce, sometimes they can't admit it to themselves, but mm-hmm. if, or you've lived with maybe a lifetime of feeling lost, and you're like, oh, I can't wait to have all this money, and yet you still have anxiety. The Golden Wisdom Bundle is for people, even very big executives, and you know who you are, to rewire how you've learned to move out of control and into self-authority and collaboration. So it's going to teach you how to have the best of your intellect and the best of your calm, dynamic nervous system. Let me tell you how to get it. All you have to do is say Golden Bundle 300 because it's $300. It's worth way more than that. And just put your name, your telephone number, and that you have Cash App or PayPal. And I'm going to have a caveat for this. If you send that email, that means you're going to be watching for our email back. That means you're going to be paying attention because I don't think we have very much longer to get this to you. So don't even bother if you can't, like, look at your email half an hour afterwards, every couple of hours, because we need to be communicating back and forth. Second caveat, you've got to be able to enter a credit card in a PayPal invoice. You've got to be a little skilled digitally because we can't, how shall we say this? Don't
hold
say
your hand.
Exactly. There we go. Yeah, we don't. We're a small group, and we don't have a big, we don't have teleoperators on call. So that's the best way to say it.
I know.
So it's $300, but what it'll do for you, it'll make it so that everything is a lot less complex. It'll make it so you can take a deep breath, and it'll make you so that you're confident and competent, and you're not going to get overloaded. So that's number one. And then we're just going to have to see how this goes, but I'm very excited. We will be doing a class this Thursday. Hold on, I got to pull up the schedule here.
It's 2 days from tonight.
Yeah, 2 days from tonight, but I want to give dates. So the dates would be the 24th Thursday, the 25th, and the 28th. And here's what this class is about. Non-commodity leadership. Winning the hearts and minds of talent in a post-RV world. And why is this class going to be basically epic? The research we've just come across from LinkedIn and a couple of other professional, world sources are saying that in the future, when people are not going to be looking at money, they're going to need to be inspired. They're going to need to have a whole new system of design to keep them involved in a project when money isn't the issue. Would you know how to do that? Would you know how to inspire people and design a system and a culture so that people, they hear, oh, God, this group is doing this amazing project. Wow, and it's not about the money. It's going to be about the experience you create. And that's going to take a kind of leadership very few people have designed or developed. And it's non-commodity leadership. In other words, you cannot use the old practices. The old practices will actually have, and who wants this? You start your project, you've got this great team, nobody's paying attention to the culture, how to design it, how to do it, and what starts to happen? Your whole team starts falling apart. It starts collapsing because they're hearing about this next, oh, I like that, the sound of that project, or wow, because people are going to work. Not work, they're going to contribute. Sorry, I threw out work. They're going to be contributing where? People like Bob says, wow, you know, people listening to Golden Wisdom Bottle, you did that. They're going to be wanting to work with people that they love, they get energized by, they get inspired by, and they have the skill sets that very few people have had an opportunity to work around. They've never been in an environment where people are doing it out of their love. I've been very fortunate. Most of my career, almost all, I picked my clients. They didn't pick me. One did. I picked them because of their growth mindset, because of how they can learn, and then we create momentum and traction, and then you create something significant. I started out with one that turned out to be like a supposedly a consultant's nightmare, but to me it was fun. So here's the point. Non-commodity leadership, winning the hearts and minds of your talent in a post-RV world, or how not to have your project collapse. How to design that so you create this space. And it's going to be hybrid. It's going to be people working right near you and people at a distance. Would you know how to do that? Would you know how to create an energizing, inspiring, watch it, have somebody watch it, cultivate that for you? Would you? Would you know how to keep the momentum and the energy going? If you want to participate in that class, just put, here it goes, Bruce.
Non-commodity.
Yep.
Non-commodity. Just put non-commodity in the subject.
And just think about the kind of leader you have to be. You can't be the leader that's worked in a big company because that was based on, you know, gutting it out, profit only. I mean, you're going to need some of that. You're going to need grit. You're going to need those strengths. But boy, are you going to need to know how to connect people, energize people, motivate. What's the neuroscience of getting people energized so that they go, they come to the class, they come to the this. You got to know how to create that so they get energized. And most people just don't know how to do that because they've never been in an environment like that. It's $150, and it's Thursday, Friday, and Monday night, and it is going to be, how would I say it? I mean, I feel badly for even talking about it if it doesn't happen because it is so important. I really do. I'm feeling cognitive dissonance right now, but... And I know Bob is laughing.
7:25 p.m.
The class will go out. Remember, here's our goal. Here's our learning goal. This is the on-ramp to projects that aren't going to collapse. This is the on-ramp to understanding the mechanics of what's going to be going and how you're going to get confidence starting a project. I mean, I think people are going to come in and out of projects in probably 3 years with all the exponential technologies. So it's kind of a deep dive so that you understand it, but you know what to do about it. That's number one. It's going to be 7:25 on Thursday, 7:25 on Friday, and 7:25 on Monday. And you're going to learn the people that you will get on your team. This is not for you to figure it out. It's so that you know how to design the team so it's it's got you're bringing out this emergent technology, which is neuroscience, Christ-based, how to design in a post-RV world so your talent is excited and stays. You retain them as long as possible. That's the goal.
Right.
And we're excited about it. And you can say, I'm in. If you're in the pod or you're listening to this and you just can't stand it because you just have to be there. And that's what I have to say for tonight.
That's good, Sue. Very good. And it's non-commodity.
Non-commodity leader. Yeah, you can put non-commodity L. It's leadership.
No, that's it. That's all you need. Non-commodity.
Okay. So you just got to have people
simple.
That. Yeah. Okay. We'll keep it simple. But it's just you got to get the people that know how to lead something like that, and so they can't have come. You know, that's the challenging part.
Exactly.
Yep.
And that's you know, that sounds like a great set of classes, Sue. Really, it does. And
it
we don't know if we're going to get there or not. We might not get to it, but we'll see.
I know. I feel weird.
Continue and see what happens, you know. But, yep, 7:25. And then, you guys know the drill. Everybody in the pod knows the drill. And new people out there, just get in touch with Sue and put, you know, the fact that you have Cash App or you have PayPal, you're going to use one or the other. And PayPal may be easier. I don't know. PayPal are using an invoice and just paying with a credit card on an invoice. Sounds pretty easy to me.
Couldn't be easier.
So thank you. Couldn't be easier, could it, Sue? That's it.
No.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that opportunity. We'll see how that goes, and we'll see how many, you know, people are interested in taking part in that class. And I think it could be great if we don't go. If we go before Thursday, not only won't we have a call, but you won't have your class either.
I know. It's hard. I get bonded to my classes. They're like
I don't blame you.
Life forms. They're life forms. They're also
Living, breathing things, Sue. Breathing things.
And they also, because they're going to give life to the new world, so I do get like, wow, weird. Yeah.
True. Well, thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. Good job, as always, on that. And I thank a lot of people. If you still haven't gotten your Golden Wisdom Bundle, you need to send that email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just say Golden Bundle 300 in the subject line. And then put your name and your cell phone number in the body of your email so that in case for some reason Sue needs to contact you or text you, she can do that. All right? So remember those things to do. All right. Thank you, Sue. We're moving on. We're moving on into Bob's territory. And I can't wait to hear what Bob's going to have for us tonight in the way of testimonials, in the way of anything novel. Numinosum and neurogenetic for us, as well as, you know, research. Anything that we can use, Bob, we're open to it. Well, thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bruce. We have all of the above, and each one is also brief.
Okay.
So, starting with testimonials, this came from a man who was having a lot of trouble after going through chemotherapy.
Uh-huh.
And as people might know, chemotherapy, you know, it's a very popular treatment for cancer. Not only cancer, but other things too. And has notorious side effects of making people sick to their stomach and weak, and they lose weight. As a result, people quite often have to stop taking their chemotherapy, which is designed to kill their cancer, because mm-hmm. they're too frail and weak to take it anymore. And this testimonial is from a man who had that situation, and he said that he is finding that it's helping, meaning he's talking about Myotrol, with muscle okay. growth after my total destruction from the massive amount of chemo I had from stage 4 cancer.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Wow. Yep.
And he sent us a picture with a big smile on his face, and it looks like he's getting better. Then here's another one, another testimony that's one short sentence, but it says a lot. This is about the dynamic combo, which is the combination of Boomer Boost and Barley, and more people buy that combo than anything else that we sell, with Myotrol mm-hmm. being a close second. And this woman says, always look forward to receiving my order. And when people say things like that, which we've seen a lot of people saying that, it's a really great thing, because this is something that a person is receiving that is a combination. It's two canisters that arrive in a box, and you would think, well, what could possibly be so special about two canisters with powder in them that someone would look forward to receiving it, right? It doesn't sound like something you'd be looking forward to, right? Getting a bouquet of flowers, maybe some chocolate.
Box of chocolates.
Yeah. But two powders, one that's green and one that's brown, it's like, why would somebody say that? And the fact of the matter is there are over 4,000 bioactive compounds in the combination of those two powders, and it is really and truly the essential organic elements for sustaining human life. And people have struggled for many, many thousands of years to scrounge around, to go hunting, find enough food to eat, find roots and berries and nuts and vegetables, and eating meat that they've hunted. And it's always been a primary concern of humans as to how are we going to get enough to eat. And for the most part, they were getting enough to eat based on what was available, not what necessarily was most nutritious, but what of anything can we get to eat so that we're not hungry? But now it's 2024, and we know that there are classifications of nutrients, macronutrients, micronutrients, right? Carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. We know which fats are good fats, which fats are bad fats. We know the best kind of protein. We know what the glycemic index is of all the fruits and vegetables and greens. We know how many vitamins and minerals and specialty nutrients and polyphenols and polyferols and all that are in all the different types of foods. And we can piece it together and be super healthy if we know what we're doing and we choose to do it, right? But what if, like this woman who says she's always looking forward to receiving her order, is receiving in the mail something that is far beyond in its health benefits to anything else that's ever been created? Something that can reduce your inflammation by a factor of 10. Something that can cleanse your intestines so you can absorb all the nutrients. Something that already has protein in a pre-digested form and has all the metabolic enzymes to put that those amino acids together into the form that a human being can use. What about the special types of choline and fatty acids like DHA that help your eyes and help your liver? What about trimethylglycine that helps keep your heart healthy? What about glutathione? People can have the greatest possible diet, the Mediterranean diet, the keto diet, this diet, but it's highly unlikely they're going to get the benefits that you can get from receiving this dynamic combo at your house once a month, putting two scoops, one from each canister, into a glass of water and drinking it in the morning. There's never been anything like this in history, and it's unlikely to be improved upon by very much. It'll be improved upon somewhat, but 98% of the work in the field of nutrition science has gotten us to a point where we're very, very well aware of what the biochemical aspect of human health is. And so this is why a person who, if they knew everything about that dynamic combo, it's why they would be saying such a thing about looking forward to receiving it. Mm-hmm. And one quick thing, Bruce, before I tell you about some research. From now till the end of the month, which is about maybe
10 days,
more days, something like that, eight or ten days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For people that are going on to AutoShip for the first time, or adding, if they're already on AutoShip with, say, their dynamic combo, and they decide they want to add in some vitamin D or something else, for the mm-hmm. next 2 months, they're going to get that item 20% off.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're a brand new AutoShip and they're going to get a total health system, you're going to get 20% off that total health system for the first 2 months. Mm-hmm. You're also going to get free shipping. You're also going to build points for that. And you'll be one of those people that are saying, I'm always looking forward to receiving my order when you feel the way you're going to feel. Now, Bruce, the last thing is this. There's this study that came out. It's kind of like a compilation of a whole bunch of studies, and they refer to it as commentary. And it's titled, this is a doctor whose name is Eugene Lucas. And this doctor wrote an article called Unseen Cost of Weight Loss and Aging.
Mm.
And starts out with this paragraph, and let's just listen to this. Losses of muscle and strength are inescapable effects of the aging process. Inescapable is the word that he used, right?
Hmm.
So I can tell you this. This doctor is not like the doctor that called us 2 days ago saying, I heard about this amazing new thing called Myotrol, and I would like to get it so I can give it to my patients at my clinic here in Berkeley, California.
Right.
And that doctor has heard that this word inescapable no longer needs to be applied in a conversation about losing muscle as a result of getting older. Because it's absolutely this, although this article came out on the 16th of October, just 6 days ago, it's already completely out of date.
Wow.
Things move fast, right?
Yeah, really. Wow.
I mean, how many testimonials have we read on the Big Call of people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s who are gaining muscle weight?
Yeah.
Right. It's amazing. And so
they used to say, Bob, article, that you couldn't even add muscle after the age of 62, remember?
Yep. Yep.
That's what they used to think.
And
it's not true anymore.
Yeah. Yep. Not true. So they talk in the article about, okay, well, you better make sure that you do screening. All right. So 80% of the article is about screening, encouraging doctors to screen people, especially because so many of their patients are taking the new weight loss drugs, and they're losing lots of weight.
Yeah.
And, but up to 40% of the weight that they're losing is muscle weight. It's between 20 and 40% is muscle weight. And what they're saying is, okay, they benefited from losing weight. It helped with their blood sugar, and it helped their overall health. But they're extremely concerned about the long-term negative effects of losing all that muscle because they're not gaining it back. And so now you have a patient who has lost 30 or 40 pounds, who weighs less and is much more frail, much more susceptible to falling, much more susceptible to breaking a bone, including breaking a hip when they fall and having a 30% chance of dying from it. And so what they're saying is we need more screening to see who's lost muscle weight, because then what we're going to do is encourage them to exercise and take in more protein. And that's it. That's the gist of the article, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what the real answer is for this is whatever you're doing, whether you are taking a weight loss drug, whether you're just happily aging along, whether you happen to have to go into the hospital for getting pneumonia, and you've either lost a bunch of muscle weight or you just want to prevent it from happening as you age, there's more to it than just, okay, take some more protein and exercise, right? You need to do other things than that, because you can take in more protein. But guess what, Bruce? If you don't have the right digestive enzymes because you're older and you're not making as many digestive enzymes, that protein will sit in your stomach and likely only get partially digested. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to make its way down into your small intestine. It's going to be very difficult to absorb the nutrients, to absorb the now amino acids, which were rendered from the protein. And not only is it going to be hard because it's only partially digested, but as you age, what absorbs nutrients has been significantly damaged from inflammation and age. And so rather than just say, let's take in some more protein, right? What about if you were able to take in some pre-digested protein? So your body, your stomach, didn't have to go to all the trouble to digest these hard-to-digest proteins.
Mm-hmm.
And what if that same pre-digested protein came with all the enzymes that you need, and also came with a compound that totally cleanses out your intestine and revivifies the villi that absorb the nutrients. And now, all the compounds you need in order to make muscle are being absorbed by your new villi, which are the amino acids and the metabolic enzymes, which are the true substrates necessary for the formation of human proteins, including those that make muscle, right? But then, how about this, Bruce? No mention in the article about the fact that even if you have tons of amino acids and metabolic enzymes floating around in your cytoplasm, unless there's instructions on how to put them all together in order to make protein that can make muscle, nothing's going to happen. And we know as you age, that information, which is held in your DNA, becomes covered up and is expressed only irregularly. And so now you might have lots of good substrates, but no instructions. But, of course, as we said, the doctor writing this article doesn't yet know that there has been an invention that you can take by mouth that gets into every cell of your body, stimulates your DNA to release the code for building muscle so that you can, in fact, be one of the testimonials we've read, which says, I'm 81 years old, and miraculously, I'm going back to work, and I'm twice as strong as I was 2 months ago, right? That's the answer to the problem being identified in this article called Unseen Cost of Weight Loss and Aging Tackling Sarcopenia, which is sarcopenia is the advanced onset of muscle wasting, and it's the word they use when you're clinically ill from losing muscle weight, right? And it's nice that they've identified it as a problem. It's nice that this journal picked up this article and wrote it, but they are not actually giving the advice that is the state of the art that's available in 2024 that totally and completely reverses and eliminates this life-threatening disease, sarcopenia. Right? And so, and is exercise important? Yes. But it's not just any exercise. If people want to learn more about exercise, right, they can go to our website, click on podcasts and blogs, and click on the drop-down that says Physical Activity Center, and you can watch an interview with the inventor of Myotrol, and you can watch an interview that Dr. Huberman did with a world-renowned physiologist discussing the best ways to exercise to build muscle. And absolutely everything, Bruce, everything that somebody would need in order to make sure that they're not a person that loses muscle as they age or gets sick and dies from muscle wasting from a disease, okay, is in our website. The products you need and the information you need, and nothing less than that, nothing less than everything you need is right there.
Terrific. Really and terrific, Bob.
And that's what I wanted to say for the night, Bruce, and the time is 9:45.
Quarter after 10, okay. Well, I think I probably have about 15 minutes or less of intel to share with everybody tonight. Thank you, Bob. But before we go there, let's talk about the website and how to get there. To get to Bob's website, just go to bigcalluniverse.com, and when you get on our homepage, you'll see a banner at the top of the page that says Boomers. And you click on that, it's a direct link into Bob's website. So get into the site that way. And also, to call and place an order or to ask any questions that you might have, all you do is call 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that is Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time, until Sunday, November 3rd, which is this coming Sunday, in which case we come off of Daylight Savings Time and we go back to Eastern Standard Time. Just a heads up on that, so everybody's aware of that. Okay? So, be aware of that. Give them a call if you have a question. You may have to leave a message for them to call you back, especially, you know, sometimes the days after the big call, they'll find themselves pretty busy, and you'll want to, you'll want to leave them your name and phone number, and they'll do their best to call you right back. And they're really good at that. So sometimes I'll end up doing that, and I'll get a call back from Stephanie right away. And that works out really well. All right, let's go into where we are on the Intel portion of the call tonight. Appreciate that, Bob. It's a very good explanation of everything. I love the Maya Trawl. I think it's terrific when more and more people order it and find out about it. It's going to be just a wonderful, wonderful product that will give us extra energy, build muscle mass, and just be excellent for what everything that we're looking for. Let's see, what else? Okay, let's get into what has been happening over the last 3 or 4 days. We knew we were close, you know, last Thursday into the weekend. We knew we were really coming to the time when we really thought that we would be there. And now I believe we can say that at least everything that we're hearing is pointing toward this going right away. So even this evening, before the big call started, I received some information that said that, let's see, how are we going to say this? Okay, we're hearing that the fines and penalties, FNPs, they call it, fines and penalties, the farm claims and the Native American claims will be paid out tonight and tomorrow. So that's kind of an ongoing thing, tonight and tomorrow. We're also hearing that that is to happen and then we go. That happens and then we go. I believe the bondholders' information that we're getting is saying that they're going to receive their notifications approximately the same time that we get ours, and then they'll be able to go on to their particular websites and see and put in their codes and be able to see the amount that's in their account. They've already have a pre-designated amount that they want to have for the first 60 days. So they have that already designated a year ago. So that amount they can have access to last them for 60 days. All right, so that's good news. I'm coming up with things that I'm remembering, and I'm going to just bring them out as they come. After we exchange and redeem our ZIM, the amount that we have in our Quantum account, we will move up to $1.6 billion into each LLC or structure that we have created. Okay, 1.6 B into each one. So that gives us plenty of liquidity. That's to last you for 60 days. After 60 days, we can do whatever we need to do with the money in Quantum account. In other words, if we want more, we bring more into the bank account, we can do that. Okay? So that's a good thing. So just remember 1.6B is the amount that we've been authorized to move from the Quantum account using our Quantum Access card into our primary Wells Fargo account, or we're also calling it our master account, if you will, whichever term you like. And then once that's in that master account, we can move the funds into the other sub-accounts or LLC accounts in the case of what I'm going to be doing. I have four LLCs, you guys know, and I'll be using using the same bank, Wells, for those initial accounts. But you can tie a total of three different banks, Wells, let's say, plus two others, to that quantum account card so that you can download those funds to those accounts and go ahead and deposit those funds into those banks, those other banks besides Wells. I'm going to stay with Wells initially and then maybe add some later. Okay, let's talk about interest rates for a moment before we go too much further. Interest rates, that's the amount that we are going to be paid in the bank accounts, not on the quantum account. Remember, the quantum account is a non-interest-bearing account. Okay? The banks will pay us interest, and we are to... All right, this is going to be interesting. See if you guys can follow this. We have the ability to gain between 5 and 8.25%, and that's negotiable. Come on in, Ninja. Okay? That's negotiable, but here's the deal. Let's say you've got a boatload of ZIM. The more ZIM and other currencies that you have, the lower the interest rate will be. You would think it would be the opposite of that. But if you have a boatload of ZIM and you're going to move billions and billions into your bank account, obviously you don't need a high interest rate. Okay, so that means the more you have, the lower the interest rate. The least you have, the higher the interest rate that you can earn. Now, these aren't currency rates. You guys know the difference. This is a rate of return called APY, annual percentage yearly, APY. That's what they're using as a term for paying out interest. Okay? So you'll get that as an APY between 5 and 8.25%. And let's say that all you have is a few dinar notes, or you have some dong, but you come out of the exchange with maybe only $100 million in USN. You made $100 million on the whole deal. You would be able to get the highest rate of return as interest paid to you in APY. And you could actually go above the 8.25%. Just saying. Now, there's no way to game the system, so don't even worry about that or think about it. You're going to get paid. And look, are you really think that if you've got trillions and quadrillions and quintillions of dollars from ZIM that you're going to need interest at all? Of course not. But it would be nice, because we know that they want us to go possibly 200, 300, 400 plus years to see all of our projects to fruition. And I tell you, with the med beds, we'll be able to live that long or longer. So just realize that. It's going to be really interesting to see how all this goes. But don't worry about the rate of interest. It's going to be there. You're going to have a nice interest rate. And I'm going to still try to get maybe 5 or 6% interest and then take that quarterly. That gives me a goal that I can take so much that I make in interest per quarter and make it a goal to invest in people's lives or my projects, or which is the same thing, and try to use it all up before the next quarter. That's what I'm going to try to do. That's going to be tough, but I think we make an attempt to do that. It's going to be great. All right, let's see. Let's go even further and see what else we can say about where we are. At least three separate sources have said that we would go, and I don't know if I had this on Thursday's call or not. I can't remember if I did. But if I didn't, we were told that we would be notified and exchange and Redeem Zim either Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday of this week. We were told by the same individual that this is definitely the week. And that individual was a member of the new United States Treasury. So, taking that man at his word, we are definitely going either today, tomorrow, or Thursday. Now, what can I say about today? Things are happening today, but we are not being notified today. All right, so we can write today off except for what is happening tonight. The fines and penalties, the Indian claims and farm claims, Native American claims and farmers' claims are going out overnight tonight. Now, that shouldn't hold us up too far. We've been told we would be notified tomorrow before lunchtime, but with these other things going on overnight tonight, let's just expect to be notified tomorrow, sometime tomorrow. And we should be able to exchange sometime tomorrow. If not, we'll exchange on Thursday. Okay? So I'm very excited about where we finally are in this quest to have everything ready to go for us. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Wednesday and Thursday are the only 2 days that are left. And I believe with what's happening tonight and with us getting notified with our emails tomorrow, we will set our appointments and start exchanges tomorrow and or Thursday. I really believe that's where we are now. And I'm not the only one out there that's suggesting that. I know there are other people that put things out, some of which is real intel, some of it's cut and pasted, but I believe that that's a good assessment of where we are. Where are we going with this next? R&R is concerned. Thank you, Jeannie, for bringing this up in your prayer request. R&R, as I mentioned last Thursday, is to come out this month, but I don't know exactly when it's going to show up. It should still be this month. Let me say that. The increase in Social Security payments to seniors 62 and older, if you've already signed up for Social Security to receive by the age of 62, then you'll be receiving that in November. And the first Wednesday of the month, we'll get the increase in the second week. And the second week, we'll get their normal amount on the second Wednesday, and then they'll get the increase in the third week. And the third week, we'll get their regular Social Security in the third Wednesday, and then get the increase in the fourth week. And if your fourth week of Social Security, you'll get it on that Wednesday, and you'll get the increase 2 days later if you're the fourth Wednesday of November. So that's going to work out really well for us. It's going to be a nice piece of change. It really is. It's going to be a nice amount. Obviously, if you're loaded with Zim and other currencies, it's not going to mean that much. But we're not going to look a gift horse in the mouth, as the expression goes. So I'm excited about everything coming through for us. I'm also excited about what we've talked about with some people that want to help with Rebuild North Carolina. Andrea, and I think James is working there as well, and we're going to try to connect them as well as Henry to make a start for us there and find out just exactly how we can participate and what that's going to look like, and I'm excited about what that will mean for us in helping. There are plenty of things that we'll be able to do, not only North and South Carolina and Virginia and Tennessee and even coastal or up country in Georgia, but we'll also be looking into Rebuild America opportunities in Florida, which, as you know and Bob knows firsthand because he's been rendering help already for, you know, himself, for Larry, for his friends, his neighbors, people down the street, his sister out there on the island. You know, there's so much to be done in terms of the rebuild effort. We're going to plug in as much as we can and make that happen. Even if it's only with donations, we'll help with donations. We're looking into reputable organizations and people specifically that we can work with and come alongside. All right, so I'll be getting that information out to you when we solidify that, but I want everybody to enjoy the first few weeks of this blessing by taking care of themselves with, you know, whatever they're doing, if they're moving, if they're not moving, if they're looking at real estate, if they're looking at a new car, whatever it is, if it's vacation time, do what you haven't done in 10 or 15 years and enjoy it for a little while, and we'll try to be ready for you. But do check your emails because we are going to be sending out congratulatory emails and email updates from Big Call Universe so that you guys can follow what it is we're looking to do. Okay, and I'll try to make that short and sweet and make it so that you guys can follow it and that you can participate with us in Rebuild America and Rebuild International as we get that going for the Bahamas, for also for Haiti and the Dominican Republic on the island of Hispaniola. And, you know, we'll see if we expand that, how far we go. But that's the first three countries we plan to work with: Bahamas, the Dominican Republic, and Haiti. Those are the first three. And then we'll take it from there. We're going to see what we can do. Bob's got really good, strong contacts in the Dominican Republic, and we'll use that as a launching off point to get into Haiti. Okay, hopefully we may stay in the DR and work from that and then go into Haiti to meet with the people there. We may come alongside Samaritan's Purse, not only in North Carolina, but also in Haiti. We're going to touch base and see how that works and see how we can come alongside them. Parakletos, one coming alongside another, and we'll see how that looks for us. So there's a lot that's going to be happening pretty soon. Med beds are going to be available, was the word that was used, starting this coming Saturday. I don't know how they're going to roll out other than by referral. We've been told, those of us who are getting in fairly early because we're Zim holders and maybe have a dire need, and yes, I qualify for that, we'll be able to get in and then refer other people that have dire need, and Zim helps if they have Zim also. You say, what does that have to do with anything? Why Zim? Well, because that way they are able to say, okay, these people want to live a long time and do their projects over a long period of time, 100, 200, 300 or more years, okay? So that's really important. So we're looking very good over the next 2 days. That's all I can say. Speaking of which, this is the ideal time with the time that we have left to get in touch with Sue by email for a Golden Wisdom Bundle. And what you want to do is send her an email to Integrated Minds, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, Minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. And in that email, in the subject line, you'll want to put Golden Bundle 300 because it's a $300 purchase slash investment that you're making in these classes, in the recordings that have already taken place that you'll be getting by email, where you click on the link and you literally just go right through each class one at a time at your own pace, at your own pleasure. That's what you do. Go into it and enjoy the meditation, enjoy the participation, everything. You enjoy it all. And that's really the name of the game. It's very, very important that you learn this information and you listen and grow. And that way you're prepared even before you go into the Redemption Center with some of it. And then after you get out of the Redemption Center, you're even more prepared, and you'll be more prepared when you listen to more and more of those classes. Okay? But I want everybody to get it. And it's not going to be available after the numbers come out. This is it. This is your shot. Right now, send Sue an email tonight to integratedminds@hushmail.com, and that's $300. And you put Golden Bundle 300 in the subject line. And you also heard Sue talk about a new class, should it occur, starting Thursday, if this tarries and if we don't get it, get the numbers and set our appointments. She'll have a brand new class starting Thursday at 7:25 p.m., Friday at 7:25, and Monday at 7:25 p.m. And those classes run $150 total for all three classes, $150. And that's payable by Cash App or by PayPal. Cash App or PayPal. And then make sure you put your name and your cell phone number in the body of that email that you send to Sue. Okay? integratedminds@hushmail.com. And do it tonight. Get it out. Get it out there so she can jump on it and get those recordings out to you. 20 classes. Each class runs about an hour and a half, and it's all participation. It's people just having a great time sharing ideas. Oh, you guys are going to love it. So make sure you do that. Make sure you sign up and get those now, because this is probably your last chance. At least this is what it appears right now. So that's what I wanted to share tonight. Get in touch with Boomers. Make sure that even when this goes, which I hope is tomorrow, and that's what I'm hearing, tomorrow, sometime, don't know if it'll be by noon or not, but whenever it comes out, check in and make sure that you call the 800 number to put an order in, or go online, which is preferable. Go online, and that's by going to my website. You will be able to see, when you go to bigcalluniverse.com, you'll see the homepage. You'll go to the top of the homepage. You'll see a banner that says Boomers. You click on that, and it'll take you in as a direct link into Bob's site. Once you're in, Everything's self-explanatory. You can check out all the products, see the products on sale. And if you're not signed up for an auto ship, do that. You'll get 20% off on new auto ship products for this month and for next month in November. This month and November. And remember, you can change your auto ship lineup for products 3 days before it goes out. You have that opportunity. They'll send you an email. See if you want to make any adjustments. You can do that, and you won't be stuck with something that you don't want. Okay? And so that's really a good thing. And I wanted to let you guys know that the intel is really good. R&R will be there if you're an if you're a currency exchanger or you have Zim. R&R will be in your Quantum account when you get to the redemption center. Okay? It'll already be there. All you need to do is get the amount of it, write it down on your pad, because you're going to take a pad in, and write that down so you'll know how much of that total in your Quantum account ends up being from your R&R deposit. Okay? And it'll already be there when you go in for your appointment. All right? Well, that's what I wanted to share tonight. I really think that's everything I wanted to bring out to you. And let's see, where am I going to go over here and try to get where I can turn the recording off? And I think the phone is over here. Did you ever lose your phone and then you have to get some other phone to dial your phone to see where it is? Yeah, I've had to do that once or twice. I think I can find it, but I want to make sure. All right, let's see if it's in here. But I'm excited about where we are, you guys. This is as close as we've ever been and not had numbers, but we do believe numbers are coming out tomorrow. And maybe it'll be by noon. Maybe it'll be in the afternoon. We're just going to have to wait and see how that goes. All right? So let me see if I can find my phone and I can move us into our prayer mode. Okay? Let me see. Here we go. Okay. If everybody's prepared, taking a utility bill in with them, taking identification, photo ID in with them, everything that they need. All right. I did find my phone. So let's do this. Let's go ahead and pray the call out and then turn off the recording. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everything that you've done to prepare us to this point. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives, what you're continuing to do, and what you'll do for us in the future. Give us a great night, we pray, and help us to respond to the toll-free numbers when they come out. We're believing it's tomorrow, and then we'll take it from there. Set our appointments and go. But thank you for all you're doing in our lives. God bless you. And thank you, everyone, on the big call for listening. Thank you, Sue, Bob. Thank you, GCK. Thank you, Pastor Scott and Jeannie. And thank you, everyone, that's contributed to the big call. Thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening for 13 years. And thank you, Satellite Team, for getting the call out to so many listeners around the globe. We just thank you and thank you, God, for all you've done in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, everybody. We'll see what happens tomorrow.